In this religion, it's very simple, seems. It's upon everything just to one. This makes the thing very simple. Yeah. The one. The one who creates everything. He has everything. So when I'm close to him, I have everything.
What's your name?
Aisha. My Chinese name is Song Wenjuan.
Okay, how old are you?
31.
31?
Yep.
Where you grow up?
I was born in middle China.
Okay. Uh-huh. Tell me a little bit about your life.
I was born in the middle of China, then moved together with my parents to the northern and joined the university there. My major is chemistry. I finished my university, then I find a job in the southern part of China and live there for 5 years. And then there I met a man who's a Muslim, and he told me something about his religion, and that's something I need. I was searching for something but not sure what it is. And he tell me something about his belief, about his religion. I mean, he's a Muslim. He tell me something about Islam. And I feel that's something I need. So I got converted there.
But before that, what kind of faith you have?
I don't think I have a faith. I know I need it, but I don't think I have it. I'm still searching for. I want to know which one it is, what it is. Yeah, I don't think I had belief before that.
Okay, and after that, what happened?
And after I know him, I joined the group in the city, I mean the Muslim there. I went to the mosque. I learned together. You know, in the mosque, people will give some lectures about their religion. They will learn something together. From that, I know some basic thing about the belief, yeah, about Islam.
What attracts you to what you heard?
Peace. That's maybe what I always want to get, but always I couldn't. I want kind of stable peace, but I couldn't. And I feel it can give me. Yeah.
And what do you find?
For me, if you want to feel peace, you want to feel security, you need a good group. I mean, some nice people, trust people. They can give you real help. And they are not looking at you for something like a high position or something, but some real thing. Yeah, something. Not just like you look beautiful or you have high position or your salary is good, then they want to be close to you. That's fake. Of course, it's the kind of thing you can lose any time. And when you lose it, you are alone. And they just left you, but here I feel it's kind of brotherhood, sisterhood is more stable. It's not depend on this. Yeah.
And what different happened to you?
You mean?
Internally. What do you find? What makes different in your life from Islam to before Islam?
You know, before I want the same thing, but I'm searching like from the philosophy. In the philosophy book, they tell you everything, this theory, that theory. They didn't tell you which one is the right one. And you need to make a decision by yourself. How I can? It's just so messed. I learned so many, I couldn't make a decision. But in this religion, it's very simple, seems. It points everything just to one. One thing, I mean, this makes the thing very simple. Yeah, the one.
What do you advise to the student in your age from different background?
Give some time to yourself.
To do what?
To think. Not just people like this, then I like this. The advertisement tell you something good like this, then you just follow it. Use your mind to think about it, what you really want.
How come you do not think about all this before?
Of course, I don't have that much time for myself. I'm searching from outside. I want to know who can help me or some program can help me. I'm not searching it from inside. Yeah, that make me mad and waste my time. Yeah. I'm afraid to be alone. I feel boring.
By this way, now you can think, now you find the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what do you have?
I have everything. I mean, the one who created everything, he has everything. So when I'm close to him, I have everything. Yeah, he arranged everything for me. I'm not afraid about the future. If I'm a millionaire, I can lose it. Maybe, you know, the stock market just bankrupt. I lose everything. It happened nowadays, the economy recession. Yeah. Or my beauty, I know it can disappear very quickly. And whatever. Yeah. But when I'm together with him, I'm not afraid. I know he will arrange everything. Yeah. Whatever is good or so-called good, so-called bad, it's his arrangement. I mean, I also need some time to think about, like, the wisdom behind it. But now, not like before, I'm not sure about the future. Yeah, like, think of marriage, I don't know how long this marriage will last, or the keys or everything. Of course, it's not in my hand. I worry about that kind of thing, but I can't do anything. Yeah, so be submissive. Yeah, to think about the things behind. Yeah.
By this way, according to you, are you happy?
Yeah, I am happy.
Are you secure?
Yeah, I'm secure. Yeah. The one who created everything, and I trust him. I put all my trust on him. Why? Why is not secure? It's not like something else. Anything can disappear, can just bankrupt, can just, I mean, just leave you alone. But he's always there. Yeah, if I put all my trust on him.
But I heard you married and you just divorced. How you feel happy?
For some time I'm not happy. I mean, I don't know why this happened on me. I tried my part. And you know, I got converted maybe. Of course, I met this man, he's a Muslim. And I don't know, we both are Muslim, why it didn't work. Now I realize you put someone in your heart, and your heart just can be the shape like that someone. If he's big one, I mean, he has a big heart, it can be big, but it's still limited. But if you put Allah in your heart, then there's no limitation. It can be very big, you can't imagine. It can always go, I mean, become bigger, bigger, but a human being, you can't. I mean, it depends on him. He's sometimes up, sometimes down, sometimes left, sometimes right. You can't control this part. Even you want him to become something you like, no, you can't control this. But for Allah, you love him more, you can feel it. There's no limitation. Yeah. You can go very high, and you know, if you be good, you follow the way, you can be like what we say, maybe above the angels, but human being, you can't control it. It's just like this marriage.
What your advice to girls before marriage and girls after marriage?
For girls before marriage, don't be so, I know nowadays, if you didn't meet the right person, because I also have the period, I mean, that kind of experience, I'm a little anxious about that, worried about that. No, but, you know, Allah will give you the best. It's not something you like, but it's really good to you. Yeah. Get ready for yourself. Yeah. Love Allah, and He will love you. He will give the thing you like. But first, you should love Him. Yeah.
How you love Allah?
Trust Him. Put my trust on Him. And try to do like what he likes. I mean, follow the Sunnah. Yeah.
What is Sunnah?
Sunnah is you know, in Islam we say we are Muslim. We take Shahada. We say La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Muhammad Rasulullah. And the last part is Muhammad Rasulullah. That means we accept Him as our prophet, and it's very important part, because His words, His actions is our sunnah. Yeah, that's why we say these two words together.
Okay. Yeah, the habit and custom of the prophet,
right?
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. May Allah put barakah in you, love you, and put light in you, and wisdom, and give you the happiness of this life and the hereafter.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Ya Rabbi.
Amen.